The predominantly white working class state of Iowa voted for Donald Trump by 9 points in 2016 and elected a Republican governor in 2018. Josh Kraushaar says if Republicans can't win the Hawkeye state this year, it's going to be a long election night. Josh, why is that?
It may not be the state that decides the presidential election, but it's going to tell us a lot about the political environment and whether things are just bad for Republicans or disastrous. I mean, Iowa is not a suburban state like a lot of these other battleground states. It's a state that Trump won pretty comfortably in 2016, and it's one that, you know, that whose values sort of mimic the Republican core arguments. But, you know, what you're seeing is you have a Senate race, Joni Ernst, Teresa Greenfield, the Democrat, that's going to be one of the closest in the country. It may decide which party wins the Senate majority. And you have three Democratic-held House seats of the four in the state that are very, very closely contested. They're in Iowa's interesting because it has some of the most, the highest share of Obama-Trump voters in the last two elections, and these are House races that are going to be decided by which party is better able to capture that independent support, that swing voting sentiment.
You said, too, it's not a coincidence that the Trump campaign has been keenly focused on winning Iowa. How so? What's it been up to?
Well, look, Vice President Pence has visited the state during the pandemic more often than any other state in the country, three times, including this week. President Trump was there in June to talk about ethanol production, which is a big industry in the state, as anyone who covers presidential politics can tell you. So, you know, the White House is clear that Iowa is a very important state, not just for the presidential campaign, but to elect more Republicans to office.
We're speaking with Josh Kraushaar, politics editor at National Journal. He's written a piece entitled Why Iowa is the Most Important State on the Political Map. I was surprised, too, that you had in the story, there are still persuadable voters in politics. I guess we think of some voters being so entrenched these days that that's not even possible. What do you have on that end?
Well, Iowa is the hotbed, the center of persuadable voters in the country. There are more voters that voted for both President Obama and Donald Trump from 2012 to 2016 in Iowa than any other state in the country. So this is sort of, I mean, not only will this state give us a good bellwether for what's happening nationally, but it'll tell you, you know, where the tea leaves are headed. Where are these voters that don't like either candidate, that are more independent minded, that may disagree with Trump, but also don't like the direction the Democrats are headed in? Where that vote is going, and that's going to speak to a lot of other voters across the country.
Explain more about these House battlegrounds going on in Iowa.
Yeah, three House races that are going to be hotly contested. All of them are held by Democrats. The first district, which is on the eastern part of the state, is probably going to be the biggest battleground. You've got a freshman congresswoman by the name of Abby Finkenauer. She's actually the second youngest member of Congress to AOC, 29 years old, 30 years old. She's running against one of the top Republican recruits in the country. This is, again, an Obama-Trump district. Trump won the district. Obama won the district. It's going to be an early, you know, they'll probably get the results in pretty early on election night. That's a race to watch. I'd also pay close attention to the third district in Des Moines. It's a suburban district, the most suburban district in the entire state. It's a rematch of 2018 between Congresswoman Cindy Axne and Republican David Young, a former congressman. That's also going to be an interesting test of the suburbs, whether in some of these red state suburbs, Republicans can hold their ground.
Is there still something that could happen between now and, say, November, or now and when early voting starts by mail that could upset things in Iowa? Or is Iowa, I don't know, kind of steady as she goes?
Well, debates are coming up. One thing I would pay close attention to, though, is whether Republican voters, soft Republican voters, are coming home to the party. One development that we've seen in recent weeks is that Trump has lost ground even with some of the base, some of these, you know, farmers in the Midwest who have really taken a hit with the recession, with a bad economy. Do these voters, as we get closer to November, you know, find their Republican roots, come home to the party, or do they get so disgusted with everything in the direction of the country, they end up going to Biden?
Thanks, Josh. Josh Kraushaar, politics editor at National Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.